Episode 3012, Everything is Temporary.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and I want you smiling. So in all honesty, how has your week started? Are you a little bit under the weather, as in, things could be better? Well, guess what? It may be tax day today. Take a deep breath. Everything is temporary. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Be sure to check out pray.com as we have partnered with them to have our TV show every week on Tuesdays. You can get it there at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time and following in the other time zones, 10:30 a.m. Central, and that's 8:30 a.m. Pacific. But know this, if you happen to miss it, we do have the TV shows on demand. Head on over to pray.com. You'll find it under Create Your Now. You know, life is a mixture of blessings and challenges, joys and sorrows, strengths and weaknesses, successes and failures. One perspective that can help you navigate the ups and downs of life is a recognition that everything is temporary. Now, this doesn't mean that everything is meaningless or random, but rather that everything has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And how we respond to these experiences and situations most definitely can impact our character, how we see the world, and our own personal journeys. You know, life is full of diverse experiences that can enrich and challenge you, but none of them last forever. I'm reminded of the chapter in Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Even in the midst of something great, or even something tragic, this too shall pass. You are not stuck in the posture of your situation permanently. Think about that for a moment. That should be the rainbow of your day today. You are not stuck in the posture of your situation permanently. It's tax day today here in the United States of America, and some of you are already going, oh my gosh, I only have hours to get this done. Take a deep breath. Because guess what? This too shall pass. The day will end and it will be 12:01 a.m. and taxes will have already been done. Now, will you go through some stress for a moment? Yes. But this too shall pass. Everything is temporary. And in a moment, it can feel unbearable though, right? As if you are carrying your heart in your hands. I'm sure you've been in those situations, hopefully not very many in your lifetime, but sometimes they come at us so fast, these storms do, of life, and we feel like we're out in the middle of a raging sea and we're asking God, Lord, calm it. Where's my gentle waters? He said, this too shall pass. Everything is temporary. When you stop to catch your breath in the moment, it forces your focus on what really matters, the essential and healthy stuff, right? The goodness. But there is that temptation to cling too tightly to material possessions, status symbols, or unhealthy relationships. Can I just say social media? We'll leave it at that. If that becomes the breath of your everyday, you may suffer more than necessary when they're no longer. They're taken away, or they're proved to be transient. By acknowledging that everything is temporary, you can appreciate what you have without depending on it for your happiness or your identity. That, my friend, is freedom. It's freeing in so many ways. Further, your gratitude and joy for what God has given you are extremely valuable and meaningful. But even this falls short. However, because everything is temporary, one thing does not waver: your relationship and faith in God. As you face challenges, setbacks, or losses, you can remind yourself that they will not last forever. You can seek support, learn lessons, develop skills, and grow in character, knowing that these experiences are temporary but transformative. Yet, you can also trust in God's grace, His power, and His promises, knowing that His love endures forever. His plans are for your well-being. So whether you're going through a rough patch or a great time, remember that everything is temporary. As Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 17 and 18, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." My prayer for you, my friend, is may you have the wisdom and courage to live your everyday in a way that honors God and embraces the temporary nature of this beautiful life. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.